From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, e-commerce giant Coupang is fined some $409 million for the massive personal information breach that affected 37.5 million customers. South Korea and the European Union launch negotiations to establish a bilateral information security agreement to boost defense cooperation amid the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. And police raid the National Election Commission headquarters and regional election commissions as part of an investigation into the June 3rd local elections ballot shortages. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. E-commerce giant Coupang has been fined a total of around $409 million for the massive personal information breach that affected 37.5 million of its customers last year. It's the largest fine to date for a single data breach in the country. Eileen Cahill has more.
The government has slapped Coupang with fines and other penalties amounting to around 624.7 billion won, or some $409 million, over the massive personal information breach that occurred last year. The Personal Information Protection Commission announced its decision against the e-commerce giant on Thursday.
The committee's investigation revealed that this incident occurred not due to sophisticated hacking methods, but due to Coupang's inadequate basic security management system and negligence.
The data breach compromised the names, phone numbers, addresses, and order histories of nearly two-thirds of South Korea's adult population. 2 weeks after the leak was discovered in November last year, President Lee Jae-myung criticized Coupang's C-suite for failing to detect the unauthorized network intrusion for nearly 5 months. The data breach has also strained South Korea's ties with the U.S., which has accused Seoul of using the case as an excuse to unfairly target a successful American company. The South Korean government has issued corrective orders requiring Coupang to reinforce safety measures to prevent a recurrence. Coupang says it will launch a legal challenge to dispute the penalties, which are the highest ever in a case of this nature in South Korea. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea and the European Union are launching negotiations to establish a bilateral information security agreement in a bid to boost defense cooperation. On Wednesday, President Lee Jae-myung discussed a wide range of issues with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa at the EU headquarters in Brussels. The two sides are looking to reinvent the bilateral relationship amid the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Pe Ji-yeon has more.
South Korea and the European Union have decided to launch negotiations toward a bilateral information security pact as part of efforts to boost defense cooperation. President Lee Jae-myung and leaders of the European Union held a joint news conference after their bilateral summit at the EU headquarters in Brussels on Wednesday.
With growing uncertainty in the international order, security in the Indo-Pacific region and security in Europe are increasingly interconnected. I hope that the Security of Information Agreement will be adopted soon so that Korea and the EU can share confidential information safely.
These are just some of the many reasons why I say with confidence that Korea is one of Europe's closest partners in the Indo-Pacific region and on the global stage. And I'm deeply convinced that the best is yet to come.
South Korea and the EU are reformulating their ties amid geopolitical uncertainties, including conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. The envisioned Security of Information Agreement Pact is designed to enable the two sides to safely share and protect classified intelligence and sensitive data.
Our two sides agree that it is very important to swiftly restore peace and stability in the Middle East, to immediately reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and to ensure the free passage of vessels. We also reaffirmed our mutual commitment to contributing to the restoration of peace and the reconstruction of Ukraine.
In a joint statement, the two sides condemned military cooperation between North Korea and Russia, calling it illegal and a factor in enabling Russia to continue its war on Ukraine. Having wrapped up his diplomatic schedule in Brussels, Yi is in Rome for a three-day stay visit to Italy. Pyeongchang KBS World Radio News.
Police have commenced a raid of the National Election Commission headquarters and regional election commissions as part of an investigation into ballot shortages during the June 3rd local elections. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency began the search at 9 a.m. Thursday at the NEC headquarters in Gwacheon, Gyeonggi Province, as well as at regional commissions in Seoul's Songpa, Seocho, Gangnam, Gwangjin, and Dongjak districts where shortages were reported. The election watchdog and the regional commissions could face charges under the Public Official Election Act and breach of duty charges with former NEC chairperson Noh Tae-ak, former Secretary General Heo Chul-hun, and others listed as suspects on the search warrant. The raid involves approximately 100 personnel from the Wide Area Investigation Unit, the National Office of Investigation, and digital forensic agents, as well as three prosecutors and several other investigators from a joint prosecution police team. The investigation comes as a blockade of a ballot counting center in Songpa District continues for the seventh day, with protesters claiming their constitutional rights were violated and demanding a revote. North Gyeongsang Province has expanded its fishing quota of bluefin tuna after the number of the fish caught in waters off its east coast is increasing due to climate change. The province said on Thursday that following a request to the Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries, it obtained an additional allocation of 170 tons of bluefin tuna, securing a total quota of 520 tons for this year. Just 4 years ago, in 2022, the province's quota of bluefin tuna had stood at just 74.4 tons. However, the government has steadily expanded their quota at fishermen's request after more of the species was caught in waters off the province's east coast. More of the species are being caught along the east coast, likely due to rising water temperatures, which have led to an increase in sardines and mackerel, the tuna's primary food sources. For the first time in history, men have outnumbered women among civil servants in South Korea taking parental leave. According to data released by the Ministry of Personnel Management on Thursday, of the 19,105 public officials who took parental leave in 2025, 10,704, or 56%, were fathers. In contrast, only 8,401 female civil servants took parental leave last year. This is the first time the number has been higher for male civil servants since 1994, when the parental leave system was established. Since 2016, the number of working fathers in public service who take parental leave has grown sevenfold, while the corresponding figure for working mothers has climbed by some 2,000. Showers are expected to continue through Thursday night in the capital area, as well as Gangwon Province in the east and North Chungcheong Province in the central region. The Korea Meteorological Administration has urged the public to be aware that heavy rains of around 20 millimeters per hour are forecast for the northeastern part of Gyeonggi Province and the Gangwon region. Sunny skies are projected nationwide on Friday, though showers of up to 10 millimeters accompanied by thunder and lightning, as well as hail, are expected throughout the central and northern parts of Gangwon Province starting in the afternoon. Morning low temperatures across the country will range between 12 and 18 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs peaking between 26 and 30 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.